music from Tia Wood. The song is called Catch and Release. Tia Wood is from Saddle Lake Cree Nation in Alberta and had some big news this year as she signed to Sony Music Canada. Before that, Mimi Obanisland, who has had a landmark year. I'm hoping that it continues for the Northeastern Ontario, French, Canadian, Abenaki, and Odanak First Nation singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. She's in Australia right now with a whole bunch of folks that we play on the show regularly, and they're at the Woodland Folk Festival. It's been awesome to see social media and see everyone having such a great time out there. That was a song called El Danse. Now, for some blues, some Chicago-style blues from a band based in Los Angeles. This is from the album Wrapped Up and Ready. This is the Manish Boys, and this is a song called Blues from Michael Bloomfield. Michael Bloomfield was in the Paul Butterfield band. So I hope you dig this. Here it is on the jukebox. Thank you. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Well, there you have it, folks. Fashion Week by Sad Boy and Smiley. They are a Canadian, Antiguan, Jamaican, and Indigenous group, which has a Romanian singer and producer. Wow, pretty crazy, right? I love that tune, and I love that group. I'm Julian Taylor. I am your host here on the Jukebox. We've got more music coming up from Layla Stats from Six Nations of the Grand River. She's an activist, musician, filmmaker, and all-round amazing person. Very honored to call her a friend. We had some good hang time in 2024, and I hope to have more in the new year. We also have Kaya Cater, who is an amazing artist and an amazing piano, guitar, and officially a banjo player, who had a breakout year this year from her album Over Yonder in the Graveyard. And we'll see what happens with Kaya Cater. I'm sure she's going to have so much more success. But I hope you dig the title track from her record, which is coming up. Tobaka is a song from Wadu Mukhtar, who is from Niger, and who performs modern guitar music inspired by his native land. And here is Beatrice Deer. We love Beatrice Deer. We've played her on the show many times from Nunavut, Quebec. And she is a Mohawk and Inuk singer-songwriter. This is from her 2018 release, My All to You. Here she is on the Jukebox. Oh,
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Listen. at the water.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. The American robin rates as one of our best-known birds. The roots of its common name lie in Europe, though, and a distant relative, a bird not much bigger than a chickadee, the European robin. Like the American robin, the European robin is a bird of yards and gardens and has a red-orange breast, so it's often called robin redbreast or just robin. And it's something of a cultural touchstone in the UK. The robin redbreast's seasonal arrival harkens spring. It's been said to signal good luck. And its likeness turns up everywhere, from Mother Goose rhymes, Peter Rabbit stories, and whiskey labels, to postage stamps and Christmas cards. The little robin pops up in European folklore, too, including Norse mythology, where it was sacred to mighty Thor. And as for its breast color, one account has it that when the robin visited souls in purgatory to refresh them with water, its breast was scorched to its current shade. On at least two occasions, the robin redbreast has won the popular vote to become the UK's unofficial national bird. So clearly, although small, it packs a mighty, symbolic punch. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Music.